Here's what's going on in the world of sports. Here's what Lee Hamilton thinks on a Friday. The Chargers are ready to play one of the woeful teams in the NFL. Jacksonville Jaguars come to town Sunday. The Chargers and its sponsors picked up 3,000 tickets yesterday, so the game will be televised. There will be no blackout. But the Bolts have got injury problems. Now they lose tight end Ladarius Green in practice. He goes down with a hamstring, already without starting cornerback Jason Verrett and young linebacker Jerry Atashu. Phillip Rivers is red hot, but the big story, can the Chargers run the football? They are averaging just 2.4 yards per carry. Meanwhile, Jacksonville comes to town 0-3. They've given up 119 points in those three losses. They're giving up 466 yards per game, and they're going to start rookie quarterback Blake Bortles, their number one draft pick. He'll make his NFL debut on Sunday against the Bolts. Jacksonville potentially right now could be an 0-16 team. Around the National Football League, some really interesting matchups on the weekend. Green Bay goes against Chicago. That Bears' aggressive defensive line going against quarterback Aaron Rodgers, who's having protection problems. Eagles meet the 49ers. Chip Kelly's dynamic Philadelphia offense with quarterback Nick Foles going against a San Francisco defense that's very leaky. I don't know if either team can stop each other. It will be Drew Brees against Tony Romo. New Orleans Saints tangle with the Dallas Cowboys. Detroit and quarterback Matthew Stafford goes against a shaky New York Jets secondary. Jets young quarterback Geno Smith, who's really struggling, has to face a very angry Detroit defensive front. Interesting game at Arrowhead. Tom Brady's offense is not in sync. New England not playing very well, but then again, neither is Kansas City. And Carolina meets Baltimore. Cam Newton, with virtually no running game, has to tangle against a very tough Ravens defense. It was awful last night in Washington, D.C. The Giants pulverized the Redskins 45-14. Giants picked off four Kirk Cousins passes and recovered two Washington fumbles. Eli Manning, meanwhile, threw for five touchdown passes, 300 yards in the lopsided win. Hopscotching around storylines around the NFL, quarterback Ryan Tannehill, Miami, very upset at coach Joe Philbin over the fact that Philbin refused to give him a public vote of confidence this past week. Bad news in Tampa, where they're not playing well. Now they lose their offensive coordinator, Jeff Tedford, the former head coach at Cal. He's left the team for a second time since July. Evidently could miss the entire season, a setback following double stent heart surgery. ESPN-TV has suspended in-studio analyst Bill Simmons for calling Roger Goodell a liar during the midst of an opinion piece this past week. By the way, Atlantic City police say they sent Ray Rice's elevator video to the director of NFL security, but the director, Jeffrey Miller, said last night he never received the package and he never, ever viewed it. And three former NFL players confirmed in the 48 hours prior to the death of field goal kicker Rob Baronis, the ex-Tennessee Titan. They had phone conversations with him. Baronis was happy, had just come back from a workout with the Detroit Lions. They have no explanation why he killed himself in road rage accident earlier in the week. College football, unbelievable. UCLA walks into Sun Devil Stadium and stomps Arizona State last night, 62-27. Brett Hundley threw two 80-yard touchdown passes. Bruins had a 100-yard kickoff return and a 95-yard touchdown off an interception. Busy weekend college football. Top game, number one, Florida State, 3-0. Better be careful. They go into Raleigh. They face North Carolina State, which is 4-0. In the Pac-12 conference, Southern Cal, Oregon State, a matchup of throwing quarterbacks, Cody Kessler and Sean Mannion. Other big game out here, Stanford, Washington. The Huskies are 4-0 on the season. Been a controversial start to the career of Charlie Strong, the head football coach of the Texas Longhorns. He's already kicked 10 players off the team. Now Strong has gone to the university and says he wants multiple drug tests every week for players on his team. Major League Baseball, wild game last night, San Francisco. The Padres wind up losing to the Giants 9-8. San Diego was down 6-0. Yasmani Grandal hit a grand slam home run to trigger an 8-run comeback to give the Padres the lead, and the San Diego bullpen unfortunately gave it up at the end. Padres shut down another pitcher, Odrey Despaigne, the Cuban free agent, will not throw the rest of the season, lat muscle injury. And Padre veteran pitcher Tim Stauffer says, all likelihood he'll leave the team at the end of the season as a free agent. He wants to be a starting pitcher in somebody's rotation. Dodgers off last night. They begin the final weekend of the regular season. They get the Colorado Rockies tonight. The Dodgers are 91-68. Angels off last night. They start the final weekend of the season against the Seattle Mariners. Halos are 98-61. Hollywood farewell script. You couldn't write it any better. Derek Jeter, final game, New York Yankee, 20-year career as their legendary shortstop, hits the game-winning walk-off RBI single in the bottom of the ninth inning to give the Yankees a come-from-behind win over the Baltimore Orioles. A 5-minute standing ovation. Oriole players came out of the dugout, saluted him, and then pointed to shortstop. Jeter ran all the way out to the shortstop position at the end of the game for his final farewell signature fist pump to the Yankee fans. It was phenomenal. Arizona Diamondbacks have hired legendary player, agent, and pitcher Dave Stewart. He becomes their new general manager. In basketball, the Memphis Grizzlies have signed former first-round draft pick free agent forward Michael Beasley, though productive, his career has been marred by an awful lot of drug problems. And now the NBA's got a big domestic abuse issue. We'll see what their rules are all about. Charlotte Hornets forward Jeff Taylor arrested twice in a span of 14 hours in Michigan. Domestic abuse incidents in a hotel against his girlfriend. NHL preseason schedule is now officially underway. Anaheim Ducks, LA Kings went to overtime in a shootout before the Kings finally won a game last night. Day one Ryder Cup golf in Scotland. Who could have projected this? Phil Mickelson and Keegan Bradley came up with hot putters in the early morning hours today. They upset Rory McIlroy and Sergio Garcia in their first round match. Then American rookie Jordan Spieth's team upset the team of veteran Ian Poulter, and rookie Jimmy Walker's team got halves with Martin Kaymer. Team USA leads the Euros 2.5 to 1.5 after the opening round of action there. NASCAR Dover 400, they run in Delaware. Brad Keselowski is a 1-point lead over Joey Logano. After the race this Sunday, they'll chop the bottom four drivers in the point standings out of the million-dollar chase for the championship. And Tony Stewart, the legendary NASCAR driver, broke his silence, gave one interview to the Associated Press last night in North Carolina, called the death of that sprint car driver, Kevin Ward, 100% an accident, said he's still grief-stricken over it. That's it. That's what's going on in the world of sports. That's what Lee Hamilton thinks on a Friday.